Dildos and Satan, welcome to Mailroom number 12 with the Duke of New York.
I'm Rob Levin.
Well, actually, I said with the Duke of
Well,
New York,
and
and
Rob
you were going to
Levin.
say with, yeah. We didn't go over that, so. I don't know. Could be
Well, I
better, could be
mean,
worse.
with the Duke of New York, and I'm just kind of stating, hey, I'm Rob Levin.
He's not with me. He's just here as well. It's
Yes.
like when you're standing in line for a restaurant and the person behind you isn't with you, they're just also there.
He's not
So.
my boyfriend, he's just my friend who's a boy. Is this how this is going? It's fine.
No.
All right, continue.
That's. I was going, like we were just both recording podcasts. We just happened to be in the same place at the same time.
We were both just kind of walking down the street recording a
Yeah.
podcast, and we both stumbled into each other at the same time we were introducing ourselves.
Yeah. So, I was stating for everyone listening that this is Mailroom number 12 with the Duke of New York, and Rob Levin just happened to also be here.
Yes, okay, let's just continue.
All right, Mailroom number 12. Rob Levin, read an email.
Oh god, why are we wasting our time? This is by Chris Farrell, that's the artist, right? I thought you might want a penis to know that penis science is penis school. Penis. From penis.
Well, it didn't say from, but it had a little dash at the end. Just letting
Well,
everyone who's listening
that
know.
it said hyphen penis, which means
Yeah.
from penis.
I feel like I'm whispering, and I feel like you're whispering.
Am I whispering? I'm just quieter. Because you are so loud.
Am I loud?
You are so loud.
Oh, Weapon, don't be quiet if I'm being loud.
All right, so hi guys, your medic here. He's asking what games you have played once and never want to play again. No,
God.
not Ricochet. I'm gonna look through my Steam list.
Now there's something I literally started. Oh, I'm gonna do a video about this. Revelations 2012. Oh my God, that game. That game.
Is that the one
Oh.
that's a ripoff of Left 4 Dead or something like that?
Yeah. No, I played it. Start menu. I was like, this reminds me of the Left 4 Dead start menu because you have the big things on top, all the
Yeah.
different modes. And I was like, oh well, it's also on the Source engine, so maybe, they just found some of that code, copied it over because it's main menu. That's not, we're not getting into copyright territory yet. It's just the main menu. I'm not gonna rage about that. But oh my God, the game is a mod. Be generous, to be more truthful, a reskin of Left 4 Dead.
God.
So.
One game. Risen 2, Dark Waters. Awful game. Awful game. Ooh, actually, no. Better yet, Alpha Protocol.
I've heard mixed things about that game, so I can't
It's
comment.
an okay game, it's just terribly put together. Same
Yeah,
with
and
Risen 2.
didn't we play Trapped Dead? That's another one.
That's one I never ever to touch again.
Yeah, no, that's like it was like blacked out all of the bad memories about it, so I don't remember why I didn't like it, but I remember playing it and feeling like I'm continuing this just to hope it gets better, not because I'm actually thinking this game is good. Like, when you die, it has a death screen that can't be skipped. I think it was one of the major things about it for me.
Yeah, it's a pretty long one.
Like, oh, I'm dying. Ah, I'm dead. I'm like, I'm well aware I died. I saw it happen in the game, and I'm gonna watch a comic book sequence of it happening.
I also didn't like the comic book. I understand that's your art style, but it wasn't needed. It wasn't necessary.
Yeah, I feel like it's something that's being done, mostly because we might do it for when we're doing the PBJ game stuff, because it's kind of really easy to do.
Oh yeah, did we mention that we're making a PBJ
We're
game?
making a game. It's not like development coming out 2016. Like, don't think about it.
Yeah, don't think about it. We are making a game though.
Robo11 is loose in this Wii.
Okay, I have been told about the production of said game.
Like, when we make it and we want someone to test it, we're gonna throw it at Robo11. Like, that's his involvement. It's someone who we know, and we're not afraid of, like most people.
Hey Duke, guess what?
What? XCOM, terrible game,
No.
never wanna play it again.
No, that's a amazing game.
How
Guess
about
what?
XCOM Enforcer?
That's a re- oh, wait, no, that's a terrible game.
Yeah.
All
All right,
right.
but what?
Hey, guess what? Hey, it's Chewbacca.
Oh, hey, Tupac.
How many BP Bison bullets does it take to kill a Haxor?
A BP Bison?
A PP, like my
PP
P,
Bison.
yeah.
All right. So there's two games. I know you, three games. There's a Call of Duty game.
Arma.
There's Arma 2, and there's
Okay.
Counter-Strike Source.
What game have we played Tupac with? Does Tupac play with us and have Haxors? Also
I'm well
spelled with a
aware.
4, an X, a 0.
I'm well aware he's talking about Counter-Strike Go. Because that is the only game I know of that he has that has that gun in it. However, the question isn't specifically about that game. So I'm gonna say Arma 2, pistol bolts don't do any damage. It's basically using, from what I understand, pistol-esque bullets.
It uses the caliber of a pistol. I guess that's
Yeah.
400 kajillion of them.
Yeah, so like you might have to empty like 20 bolts into a guy in that game to kill him.
Also,
If they're hacking in Arma 2, so basically if they're a bot in Arma 2, I'm just gonna say empty a clip and don't stop.
just to let you
Double
know,
tap, triple tap, just keep tapping.
just to let you know, these are quick fire questions.
Yeah.
So you have taken so long to answer number one.
I'm not a quick fire question kind of guy because I'm so monotone that it'd just be me saying yes, no, 12, 28. And I don't
Okay.
think that's particularly interesting to anyone.
Duke, this kind of question is only towards you, considering it involves me. How many arrows to the knee jokes does it take to kill Robo11?
I think like one. I think that upsets you, so I'm
It
gonna say
does, though.
one.
Yeah. What kind of cupcake would you eat for the rest of your life? I'm not a cupcake. Actually, I wouldn't eat anything. I would prefer
Cheesecake. No.
maybe. Oh, but they don't have cheesecake cupcakes.
Yeah, that's true. I misspoke. Carrot cake cupcake.
I don't know. Cupcakes are too sweet for me. I would
Carrot
probably
cake.
just.
Carrot cake is literally the perfect cake. It's it, if it, I mean, I've had some bad carrot cakes and they're still pretty good.
All right, enough carrot
Like,
cake.
it's perfectly moist and it's not too sweet. The two things that make or break a cupcake. Carrot cake is perfect. Go for it.
How many hours of Arma 2 have you played? 212.
Too many.
Duke, you know
Yeah.
you have a little button on Steam.
God, I've tried to. Robo11, you forget. I have 334 games. A lot of them start with A.
Oh, see, Arma's in my favorites.
71 hours.
Oh. That's much less. That's much not less. How can you put fall damage in a platformer? You just do. You code it. That's it.
How can you put it in a platformer? I think you're an asshole, and then you put it in a game.
Yeah. Welcome to Mario with fall damage.
Yeah.
What game has made you think of the Dildocalypse? Ricochet,
Fallout.
because I imagine this is what the world is coming to.
Gonna say Fallout
Fun fact,
because
Ricochet
the
2 is literally.
Dildocalypse is very similar to the Apocalypse. So you just need to change like one letter.
Fun fact, Ricochet 2 is legitimately in development. It's going to be the first game that comes out with Source Engine 2.
Really?
Yep.
I'm kind of very happy right now.
Yeah, fun fact, I was just on the Dear Gamer podcast. You can find that somewhere. Dear Gamer.
Google
And.
it. It's the internet.
Yeah, and we talked about that. And hey guys, or no, well, hey Duke, guess what?
What?
Ubermedic here. Now that Star Wars was sold to Disney for $4 billion, what do you think? And they have said there will be a Star Wars Episode 4. What do you think the new movie will be about? Fun
What?
fact, it wasn't just Star Wars; it was Lucasfilms, so
Yeah, so
Indiana
that's
Jones and
yeah.
whatnot.
I'd like to say, I think that you should have used a smaller font, Ubermedic, because this is like 30-point font.
Yeah, this is pretty intense.
All right, so Star Wars was sold to Disney for $4 billion. Oh, what do you think about Star Wars Episode 7? I think that they shouldn't continue the current Star Wars universe. I think that they can do whatever movie they want in that universe, but they should start a new timeline.
The thing is, though, I think they are only because Star Wars, the prequels were prequels, so you can't have a sequel to a prequel, and the other
You
series has
can,
been.
it just gets asinine after a point of what's going on.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Call of Duty 2, Black Ops, whatever, or whatever, like Modern Warfare 2, something, 3. Like, they have games on games. It's ridiculous.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is amazing. Don't you dare diss it. But
But its name, isn't it like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 8, you
no.
know, and
No,
then they're gonna make a separate game out of that. So it's gonna be like Doodads 6, and it's gonna be terrible.
basically what happened is in Call of Duty, timeline after Call of Duty 4, Call of Duty 4 and Call of Duty 5 were two separate games, and basically they split. One company develops one game, and another company develops the other. And they're basically two completely different timelines, just with the Call of Duty mechanics. It's just,
God,
it's
but
basically just two completely different games under the name of Call of Duty. That's it.
yeah, but the name, the way they did it, oh, it
Yeah.
bums me out. They should rename, what they should do, what I'd be okay with, is if they changed just the name of one slightly. So instead of Call of Duty, if it was Carl of Duty, and that was how I told them apart, I'd be okay with that. But
My
just straight
God.
up adding numbers on numbers is awful.
It is pretty awful. God, I don't know. What else? Oh God, what was the question? What do you think the movie will be about? It has it has the thing is though, they can't do like continuing off the New Hope series, only because those actors can no longer play the roles. So it has to be something new.
Or they could do an Indiana Jones thing, or they bring back Indiana Jones even though he is old.
Oh, they should bring back. They should bring Clint Eastwood, and he could just be talking to an empty chair.
I
Maybe
feel
some.
like that would be better than Jar Jar Binks.
Hey, speaking of Clint Eastwood, Sloppy Joe said, "Hey, I had a lot of fun." He's gonna chop up on the podcast that he was on before. He's basically gonna get up. He's gonna get a new mic. He wants to be back on the pod, or he wants. Well, he said he's available if you'd like to give us on. If you would
He's
like to
not
be back on the
available.
pod. Well, all right. The point is, he said he's at feel
If he was
free.
available, he'd be here right now.
He said feel free to hit me up. So I feel like that's a wink, wink, and I agree with that wink, wink. And then basically, like I said, speaking of the empty chair and Clint Eastwood, what do you think about the results of the election? May the damning talk begin.
I think
Me and Duke.
that a black guy is president.
I feel like me and Duke are both on agreements that, oh, thank God, Mitt Romney did not get anywhere close to the White House.
Well, he kind of did because he's white. So
He is the whitiest white.
he could pretend he's a house and then he would be a very white house.
That.
However, I mean a lot of the stuff he did, I mean it doesn't matter on what you depend. Not God. It doesn't matter on what you believe. Why did I keep saying depend? I'm weird today. Rogue Women's noticed that.
Because what you were gonna say, what you meant to say was, it doesn't depend on what you were gonna say. Depends, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't
Yeah,
matter what
no.
kind of diapers you wear.
Like, I instantly forget. Like, I'm just weird today. I had. Must be something weird in that jelly-filled donut I had before I came to record. I had
God,
a
thing is
jelly-filled
though,
donut. It was pretty good.
Duke doesn't eat sugar. So when he does eat sugar, it's
It
basically like
messes me
tea.
up.
It's like he's on like meth. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's really easy to mess me up. Like, if you're like, haha, I want to ruin the PBJ cast, I better poison the Duke. You don't even need to do that. You need to be like, here's some soda, and be like, oh, thanks. I'll drink it, and that's all you have to do, and the podcast will be destroyed.
If you want Duke to go on a murderous rampage, give him a sugar pill.
Yeah, no, I'm a delicate flower, basically. But yeah, just he said a lot of contradictory things to what he said before. So no matter what you believed in, you basically had evidence to trust that he wouldn't do what you wanted him to do.
Yeah, basically, he was opposing Obamacare, which was Romney care, which was once Dole care. It was two times a Republican plan, but what was Romney care? Was it? It was some sort of care. It was two times a Republican plan. Right when the Democrats get it, it's like, nope, I don't agree with this at all.
Yeah.
Also, Paul Ryan is a sociopath.
I'm not gonna disagree because a lot of things I've seen about him, he's like Mitt Romney, like looks good walking around and smiling at people. You're like, that guy probably walks around and smiles at people. Paul Ryan, when he's like, look at me, I'm smiling. I'm like, dear God, he's gonna kill everyone.
Thing is, though, do you hear somebody said? He said he ran a marathon in 2 hours. Someone asked him what his fastest marathon time was. He said
Yeah.
2 hours. That is
He could just
impossible.
kill anyone. I think they also like looked into that, like some
they did. It
like
was 4 hours.
breaking news. That's not true in the slightest.
Yeah, they kept a record. It was 4 hours.
Yeah, like I think that would actually break a record if it was 2 hours.
It was. The Kenyans haven't even done that.
Yeah, God, if Bolt, the guy who runs, I like how I'm wondering if Bolt changed his name at some point.
Probably did.
Mostly because I don't know how to pronounce his first name, I'm just going to constantly refer to him as Bolt.
Also,
But
another thing.
anyways,
He also did two. He did two more things. One, he said he climbed all those 14ers, whatever they are, in Colorado, which was a bold-faced lie because he was too young to be able to actually prepare for that. It would have taken him basically his entire life. There was no way he could have had a political career. Also, he went into a soup kitchen after they were done serving soup. For he forced himself in there. Forced he forced himself into the kitchen, took clean pots and pans, put on an apron, started pretending to wash them, took a picture, was put it down and walked out.
that wouldn't surprise me.
You know, that actually happened. That was
Yeah, I
legitimately a real
know.
thing.
It's like this guy did that. And I know you shouldn't judge political officials based on what they look like, but based on what they do. But I don't know, I look at him and he has like psycho killer eyes, like
He does look like he's ready to. He does look like he's ready to walk into a mall and start slitting throats.
why does he work out so much? Is he planning to kill everyone?
He looks like he would be ready to put on a mask and start teleporting around like the guy from Dishonored. He just looks
Or start
insane.
robbing banks. His name will be Dallas, and it will be good.
I wouldn't be surprised if Mitt Romney was Dallas. Well,
Except for the fact that
how
he's
do
rich and he could just
also,
buy the bank.
Duke, how do you think he got all his money? The guy who works with you is named Bain. Bain Capital. How do you think Bain
Dear
Capital
God, it's a criminal scheme that Overkill tried to bust open with an adequate game that I'm going to be honest with, I do love way too much.
It's a really good. But also, we just found a conspiracy. It's since Romney is Dallas and he started robbing all these banks, which funded Bain Capital, which he named after his friend
Well,
Bain.
Rob Weven, I already can't believe this. Want to know why?
Why?
You know chains from over from not Overkill from but chains from
He's black,
Payday?
isn't he?
Yeah, it's a black guy. Obviously can't be true. There's a black guy in Payday.
Well, he's not gay. Mitt Romney can kind of deal with
He just gets paid less.
that. Yes,
He
that's
just they
exactly.
just like after the heist is done, they're like, yeah, this black guy robbed a bank and then they arrest him. Yeah, but what was I gonna say? God damn me and my inability to think. Unability, not inability. I'd like to point out that I am losing it.
Yeah.
Payday the Heist, I was gonna say something about that. I don't know, it's a fun game. Get Payday the Heist so I can play it with you because I wanna play more Payday the Heist. It's basically think of an action movie and then they just made a game. Like we do ridiculous stuff. We blew up half a building.
When did we do that?
That's Panic House. Panic Room.
That's right, we did, didn't we?
Yeah. We also ram an armored truck filled with money through a roof. Like straight up, it
Oh,
was like
yeah.
on a road above this building, and we like scheduled it so like the road would be the main road would be blocked so they came around this back way. And so, you know, it's a caravan, cars before and behind it. But when the armored truck came through, we had a forklift to just ram it all the way off and knock it down, and it was like filled with gold and whatnot. That was fun too.
Another thing we did was we blew up a bridge. We blew up a bridge.
Yeah.
We opened up a bunch of prisoner
Yeah,
cars.
I feel like that mission doesn't emphasize enough. By the way, you know that bridge that you're on that's broken? Yeah, it's 'cause you blew it up.
We took him. We put him in a pilot's ejection seat. We had a weather balloon fly up into the air, and a plane flew by and like clipped onto the balloon and took the guy away and brought him to safety.
Yeah.
You don't understand. This is an action movie.
Yeah, I've never beaten that mission though. It's like you can. There's some missions that are limited on difficulty, so you know, this mission, the minimum you can play on it is normal or hard or whatever. That one, I mean, straight up is an easy mission, but I've never beaten it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is pretty ridiculous.
But yeah, play Payday with me in Rogue Weapon. Maybe we'll eventually beat that mission. I have an AK-47, and my pistol, I swear to God, is a machine gun.
Hey, Duke, you want to know what else is beaten? EA in Australia.
Oh, yes.
You know what Ubermedic has to say about that?
Cracker Jack, for sure.
On your last show, one listener said EA is an important company to the gaming industry because it owns Mirror's Edge, Brutal Legend, and so on. However, in a sad turn of events, EA has announced it will only be doing iPhone games and sequels to major franchises for this generation of consoles, including PC. Which basically means they're only making iPhone games and sequels to Army of Two, Dead Space, Dragon Age. I was wondering what you think of this. Are there any games owned by EA that you really enjoy? Yeah, Star Wars The Old Republic. The Old Republic, the MMO. Star Wars The Old Republic, the game.
I'd like to point out that I said, you know, I think everyone would benefit from EA closing. And I feel like people think that if EA closes, all those games stop. But what happens if EA closes, all
Links
of those games
VIPs.
Yeah, go up for bid to pay off EA's debt and, you know, everything else. So what could happen is theoretically Valve could buy, you know, the rights to Mirror's Edge or Dragon Age or something.
Well,
which would mean it would take years to finally come out and get the next game, but it's probably still be pretty good.
But another thing is, imagine if, because EA owns the rights to Star Wars games, apparently, so wouldn't it be amazing if Valve made a Star Wars game?
Well, here's the thing. Back to an earlier email, Disney...
They bought Lucasfilm, they didn't buy the Star Wars name.
I know, but if...
Lucas games still exist, and they're still making Star Wars games.
I was just wondering if Disney now owns that right. But, alright. I mean, Pixar also came from Lucasfilms.
The thing is, though, I want to know, why did he do it? All of the syndication value that you would get from all the Star Wars movies and all the toys and video games and stuff, he must have needed fast cash. Like, I mean, did he rob a bank and need to leave the country?
I understand, when he sold the company... it wasn't a lot of money. I mean, for Star Wars, $4 billion isn't a lot of money. But I think it was, like, all in stock or something. So now he just owns, like, vast amounts of Disney.
Oh, okay. Alright, that makes sense then. Okay.
Yeah, so he's still making tons of money.
I mean, he'll still get money off of friggin', like, Lucas Games and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. That seems like a huge company to give up for $4
billion. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I heard that, but I haven't looked into that to see if that's true or not.
It probably has to be, because it wouldn't be worth it, because of all the syndication he would get.
Yeah, like, literally, he makes more than that off of re-releasing Star Wars every 10 years.
Off of just Spike playing it, like, once a week, playing all the movies, he probably makes all that back. And, you know,
God, yeah.
Target buying stocks of collapsible lightsabers.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, actually, Hasbro, I remember reading somewhere, owns, like, the license to sell Star Wars games.
But
no, not games, but, like, things.
He still must get money from it, though, because it still is.
Like I said, like, he bought one part of the Lucas Enterprise, I want to call it, and I'm not legally minded enough to understand what that part contains and what Disney can do with that. Obviously... they can do a movie, but, you know, what else do they own?
Obviously, what's happening is he's slowly been selling the company for a while. Like, EA probably owns Lucas Games, probably, I would assume by now. And, you know, Disney owns, Hasbro owns. He's just slowly,
or at least EA practically owns Lucas Games.
He basically just has Skywalker Ranch up on a hill and a shotgun. That's all he has left.
Yeah, Skywalker Ranch. What is that? And did he just, like, buy a bunch of land and be like, this is Skywalker Ranch?
No,
and everyone was like, cool, can we visit? And he's like, no, I just named my house Skywalker Ranch. Get out of here.
It's basically a ranch-style mansion in the middle of, like, nowhere that he's branded Skywalker Ranch, where he lives.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, is it called that because it's a public place and people would visit it? Or did he just call it that so he could name his house?
No,
like,
he's...
I live in Duke Ranch.
He just stands on the hill with a blaster rifle, shooting at anyone who tries to step on his land.
These accuracy marks can only be some shitty guy on the top of a hill. I don't know. I like how like Star Wars has basically has a quote saying these blaster marks can only these accurate blaster marks can only come from stormtroopers or whatever, even though they don't hit shit. Like it's quoted in the series that they're accurate, but you know they're not.
Yeah, that's probably. I don't even know. I don't know, but just from my knowledge of Star Wars, is it after his parents get burnt?
Yes, I'm
I
gonna say
knew it.
yes.
I knew it because, look at Banta Tracks. They travel in straight lines to hide their numbers.
Yeah,
Obi-Wan would be the best
which if I
detective
was the
ever.
Empire, I kind of wouldn't care about. I don't
Hey,
know.
it's what you want to. We want you want us to hide our tracks? We have guns.
Yeah, I mean, there comes a point where you're like hiding your tracks because you want like, all right, so they don't know how many of you there are, or they think there's
Also,
just one person. Like that's the options.
that was the Tusken Raiders do that, not the Empire.
Oh. All right. Tusken Raiders, and I can see it for them.
Because they're
Because.
freaking rogue guerrilla war fighters.
Yeah. Because they don't want people to know if there's one or if there's 10.
Duke, can I share a personal story with you? When I was a
Depends how
child.
personal. You started before. Okay. God. Okay. Now you can.
When I was a child, my family was kidnapped by Tusken Raiders.
All right.
And the image of a Tusken Raider haunts my memory. I've set it out my eternal vengeance. My eternal goal is to wreak vengeance upon those
Are
dirty
you
fucking Mexicans.
evil Luke Skywalker?
Oh, Anakin Skywalker,
That
when
one.
they
That
stole his
one.
mother.
That one. Yes, that Skywalker. Hi, I'm the
Skywalker.
Duke of New York. I watch enough Star Wars to get everyone's name confused because they all have the same last name.
But yes, thankfully I am Anakin Skywalker. I also had my arms and legs cut off, and then was thrown into the fires of Mustafar.
Now, that being said, favorite Star Wars character, I think, is General Grievous.
He's an asshole. He's like a space Nazi.
I know. And he has four arms, so he's really cool.
He looks
He's
like
a
a small.
walking swastika. Which I don't think I could pronounce.
Swastika? You said
Trorsh.
like a shorts here.
Yeah. Who cares? It's a word.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, you know
Or
what I
if you
meant.
didn't, Google it. It's the internet.
Google Nazi sign if you don't know how to say swastika or spell it.
Trishter.
I think that's it. Are we done?
We're done with mail? All right. We could keep rambling, but I'm losing it, and I
And
would just
I'm
keep saying
exhausted.
we should play Payday. Like, email us, be like, I want to play Payday. Get the game. Let's play Payday.
I guess when we do PBJ next week,
We'll play Payday.
no, we won't pay Payday. We'll talk about, well, we'll do R&R next week as well, so we'll talk about the games we played. This is just a short mail room because it's
Because
Sunday
we
night.
abandoned you last week.
Yeah. We apologize about that. Duke has been busy with school. Even if you're not, that's the excuse I'm giving.
That is also accurate, so it
Yeah,
just
because
happens to work out.
because I'll be talking to Duke, and I can tell when Duke's doing something, he'll give me one word of the answers that basically mean get away from me.
I'd be like, Robo Evan, I'm trying to defuse a bomb. Busy.
Then I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna play a game with you today. Duke has been very busy with school. Send us money so Duke can buy food.
Yes, that's not soda.
It's not soda. He's been living off soda and Doritos for the last 14 months.
I'm tripping, man. I don't know what's going on. I had some Dr. Pepper. I had some Mentos. I don't feel good. I've chased it down with some Pop Rocks. I don't like this.
Well, you know what? I've been at RoboEvan1234. You can listen to our other podcast at PBJ_cast.
At Duke of PPJ.
Bye.